The next case we'll be discussing is McWilliams v. Dunn, a case decided in the Supreme Court in 2017. The question before the court was whether an indigent defendant was entitled to access to expert psychiatric consultation independent of the prosecution. To refresh your memory, Ake v. Oklahoma was a case decided by the Supreme Court in 1985. In this case, the court held that the state had to give access to a psychiatric evaluation for an indigent defendant when cases where legal insanity is at issue. More specifically, it requires that the defendant be provided with access to a competent mental health expert who can effectively assist in the evaluation, preparation, and presentation of a defense. In McWilliams v. Dunn, the issue of whether or not this expert has to be independent of the prosecution was argued. In this case, Mr. James McWilliams was convicted of raping and robbing Patricia Reynolds, who died in surgery later that night. During the sentencing phase, the defense counsel requested that the court order neuropsychological testing for Mr. McWilliams, as he had suffered from multiple head injuries as a child and young adult. The court did so and ordered that the Alabama Department of Corrections conduct the testing. The doctor who conducted the testing recommended further testing from a doctor who was not affiliated with the Department of Corrections. The second doctor's report was made available to both parties, but did not arrive at the court until the day before the sentencing hearing. The court did not allow a continuance for defense counsel to review the report with the assistance of their own expert. At the sentencing hearing, the court concluded that there were aggravating factors but no mitigating factors and sentenced Mr. McWilliams to death by electrocution. The conviction and sentence were affirmed on direct appeal in Alabama state courts. Several years later, Mr. McWilliams filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus in federal district court, claiming that he was denied his due process rights under the Ake v. Oklahoma decision. After the district court denied the petition, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit remanded the case back to the district court, who denied the petition again. The appellate court affirmed the lower court's decision by holding that Mr. McWilliams' due process rights were not violated because he was provided with a competent psychiatric expert. The Supreme Court then heard the case. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court held that the state must provide an indigent defendant with access to an expert witness who is sufficiently available to the defense and independent of the prosecution to effectively conduct an examination and assist in the preparation of a defense. The court held that in Mr. McWilliams' case, his mental condition was relevant and in question, and he was indigent, fulfilling the thresholds for Ake v. Oklahoma to be in effect. The dissent by Justice Alito argued that Ake did not clearly establish that an indigent defendant is entitled to a separate defense expert who is a member of the defense team. The dissent also argued that there is no reason that a neutral expert cannot be sufficient.